flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Hang on. Yeah, got to hear that part. Sam and Greg, on this Groundhog's Day, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all up in Lawrenceville.
All right now.
Yeah, up in Lawrenceville. How y'all doing? Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. A very, very interesting Sunday morning. We get to be at least one of the first here at the radio station to talk about the big trade from last night. Anthony Davis, well, Brian Windhorst is saying, one of the biggest ones in NBA history. Anthony Davis is now a member of the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka Doncic is now a member of the Los Angeles Lakers, along with a few other players bouncing back and forth and some first-round picks. That's the deal. How it happened. The next few days, it will be unearthed.
Yes.
Who started this, where it went, and all that stuff. But right now, it's all bright and shiny and new, and we're speculating and giving our initial thoughts on it. And so we're going to get back to that. Also got Kyle Sandy coming. Where is he focused on right now?
We got one more. We just got a few games of the regular season remaining. It's almost region tournament time.
Ooh.
So that's the thing. You know, and I had a chance to get out and get a look at a player in the area that there's a lot of talk about. Following in her dad's footsteps, I had a chance to go out and get to see Kate Harpring play this week, Matt Harpring's daughter.
Oh, okay.
She is as advertised. Matter of fact, we get into talking a little local. This weekend, she's been on a lot of places to visit, and she's got another year of high school to go. So she's been to South Carolina. If you go on her social, she's got pictures posing with Dawn Staley. She's posting, you know, she goes to Duke, and Coach K comes out to greet. You know, yeah. Of course, Coach K coached against her dad.
Right.
She said, I know about this guy. I want to know if you're going to come to Duke. She went to Southern Cal. The whole team came out. Juju and everybody came out to take a picture with her. So she's been to UCLA. She's been to visit North Carolina. She's been to visit all these places, offers from UConn, all that. She went on her first. Those were unofficial visits.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Notre Dame, too. But this weekend, she went to her first official visit, and she went to Iowa. And I think they retired Caitlin Clark's jersey this weekend. So what a weekend for her to go visit Iowa and them to make the pitch, like, don't you want to come here?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what she's doing.
We're seeing a lot of it. I'm going to talk about that kid who chose Utah, like the number one draft pick. On why Utah?
Yeah.
Right? But then you're finding out with NILs, they got millionaires in pretty much every state around the country.
Well, that's that. But, I mean, you talk about a place with a reputation. I mean, if she wants to go to Iowa,
well, after Iowa's
who's
one thing.
Been there? You know, yeah. Utah is something different. But
that's what I mean.
But I mean to go to a place. And obviously, she's going to get her pick wherever she wants to go. I'm sure a lot of people hope she stays home and goes to Tech like dear old dad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cool to go out there and say, so where are you? If you caught up with your dad's scoring record, when she's left him in the dust. she already got a ball in the trophy case with 2,000 points. And she got another year to go. It's amazing what she has to do. So, yeah.
All right, so we got that coming up. Noel's World also coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But as always, we start off the 7 o'clock hour. Mr. Crenshaw, I'll let you know what's going on locally. And then our newest feature, Three Cheers, Three Jeers. If you have something that you would like to include, you got some thoughts on this, we're going to be doing this every week now. So 404-726-0929.
What made you happy? What got you upset? We'll get into that in just a minute, and I'm going to run my three cheers and jeers down for you.
And then we will all
do that. Well, like that, I'm doing both just to give people an idea.
That was nice of you.
Or whatever. But here's we talked about college basketball yesterday, and I'm going to run down scores. Georgia played at Alabama. We knew it was going to be a difficult trip down to Tuscaloosa, very difficult. Alabama wins that game 92-69 over Georgia. Georgia Tech gets a win at home. They get a win over Louisville, 77-70. That's good news for the Jackets to get a win there. Kennesaw State falls to Florida International, 73. No, they win. Kennesaw State wins that game, 73-67. The Owls are now 13-9 on the season. Mercer falls at Chattanooga, 93-84. Final Chat wins that game. The alma mater falls, and I got my hat and everything on here.
Yeah, he does.
But West Georgia falls to Queens, 87-68. That first year as a D1 program has been very, very challenging for them. And over in the Atlanta University.
You got to pull the microphone by you because I couldn't hear you.
It's been very difficult, challenging for them. At the Atlanta University Center yesterday, the first of two meetings this season, Morehouse is a winner over Clark Atlanta, 75-71. They will play that game again in a few weeks, and they'll play it at Morehouse. So that's what we will watch. So those are some of the college games we were watching for yesterday. And those bring us now for three cheers and three jeers. Because of what we usually do here on weekends, usually we come on after a week of things that we've had a chance to think about. And we usually pick out one story. We always have a what's our story of the week.
Yeah.
But usually there are different things that during the course of the week that we have certain reactions to. Some things that we like, things that we didn't like, things that made us happy. So I got three cheers and three jeers. And I'm going to ask Greg, you come with yours next. Noel, I hope you have yours.
Well, you're going to lead off instead of being the cleanup hitter.
Instead of...
Because you got six, so you should let us go, knock ours out the way, and then we'd look forward to all of yours, I should say. You're the ringleader here.
I think we should, you're a cleanup hitter, even though there's only three of us. Did you want to go, and then we're going to let Noel go?
Are you available, Noel? Okay, she's good to go, because I'm a producer, so I feel for her. She got stuff she got to do.
All right.
Here are my three, and again, just mine are all jeers.
All jeers.
All jeers.
Why? Well,
I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Well, first of all, you gave me the option.
Rough house. Yeah. That's a rough crowd.
Okay, Rodney, you gave me the option, so I chose jeers. Trey not making the All-Star team.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay.
All right, that's one. The refs in that AFC championship game made you want to walk into traffic. And now part of this is some self-inflicted wounds by the Bills. But the stuff that they missed, the stuff that they let go, we can talk about the calls that the Chiefs get anyway, but it's just the AFC refs, or the ones that have worked the last couple Chiefs games. But since this is the last week.
These guys are supposed to be the best there are, and they're supposed to be the best around now.
Supposed to be the key.
You earn your way to, just any other level to be able to officiate one of these games. You've done some good stuff during the course of the season.
And the all-time greats, regardless of the sport, get the calls. Not so much in baseball anymore. You can't really mess around with that anymore because everything is, you either touch the base or you don't and they see it and they zoom right in on it. But football and basketball, I can't comment on hockey. We have seen the stars traditionally get those calls, and the refs look the other way. There's a famous – you ever seen the movie The Town?
Put the whistle in their pocket.
Yeah, they put the whistle in their pocket. You ever see – there's a great scene that in the movie The Town. You ever see that movie?
No.
Ben Affleck and who's the dude who's in the snowmobile accident?
Oh, my goodness.
Snowmobile accident.
Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner and a couple other guys, and it's about – they got a little crew that do robberies in Boston. And they would dress up in different outfits. And there's a scene where the four of them knocked off this. Well, anyway, they committed a robbery. And they were going away. And they were all dressed as nuns. And all the cops in Boston were looking for them. They were chasing them around the city. And they had switched cars a couple times. And they were in this van or this car. They were getting ready to get out and leave it and do whatever to it. And when they stopped the car, they all got out. And they had their automatic weapons. And they were right across the street from a cop. And the cop was in his car, right? And he saw these dudes get out. And he knew what they were dressed as. And he looked at them. They looked at him. And the cop went like this. And he looked away. Right? It's like, there ain't no point. There ain't no point. That's kind of, you feel like that's kind of what happened with some of these calls. I mean, we talked about basketball too. Jordan got them. Drove people crazy. Oh, yeah. Anyway, those are two of them. And my third, has there ever been a Hall of Fame player that had upheaval in his life while he was, or she, was still playing and yet still got into the Hall? I say that because if there was ever a kicker that was going to tap dance into the Hall of Fame, it was Justin Tucker. And now all these situations are coming up. He's being accused of assault and this and that and taking advantage of therapists and massage people. And it's getting ugly. And kickers don't normally make news like this.
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean? This dude is considered one of the greatest kickers the NFL has ever seen. But he better have himself a good lawyer.
Whoa.
So those are my three. Justin
G's.
Tucker and what's coming out about him. Trey not making the All-Star team. And refs, NFL refs in this championship game.
Noel?
Well, let's see. I'll go with cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.
I didn't know we had sound effects going on.
I know, that's okay. Right. It'll make us happy.
Okay. So the first one I will go with, fans being at the airport to greet Miguel Almirón for his return.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great job, MLS fans. Excellent work. Second, I have the Dream making off-season moves. Yes, we had the big acquisition, but the fact that they're still making acquisitions and putting together a squad, that makes me happy. And third, Jeff Obrich's presser makes me happy because whatever he said talked some of y'all off the ledge. So, yay. Good job, Jeff.
Now you got to make it happen.
I mean, yeah. You know, yeah. You definitely got to, you know, do the job. But, you know, the press conference is the first step. You got to say the right stuff so, you know, you don't be all on social media sounding crazy.
Yep.
And then you can move forward from there. So
winning the press conference.
Now you got to do it.
Winning the press conference is always a good thing. All great. So we got three cheers from Greg. We got three cheers from Noel. I'm going to give you a little bit of both with mine. My three cheers are, and both of you
but,
guys.
Hey, the music. Okay. Or the sound. You got to hit the sound. He said, you know. There you go.
Okay. Cheers. a repeat of a couple of you. One for me was Miggy's return, obviously, Miguel Almirón, and what it does for the team and where it places him now as far as the top pro athletes in town. He comes back here, and he's instantly, I guess, one of the top 10, at least, pro athletes.
If you follow, it's going to upset a lot of people. If you don't follow soccer the way you do and some others, no, he's not there with like Ronald Acuna or Trey. I'm just saying.
But I mean, top 10 as far as it goes because.
Oh, top 10, yeah.
Because as far as in the city.
In the city, top, athletes, I would say yes.
He comes in, he jumps in that because of what he's done and what he's been able to, and what he makes us believe is possible for the team, right?
Okay.
Because of what he's done. Number two, Griner to the Dream, obviously, is huge, big deal. To have her decide to come here. Obviously, she sees something with the team, players that are here, and the possibilities for the coming season. My other cheer is NASCAR starts. And we had a place called a Madhouse. They had a place where HBCU football team plays their games on Saturdays
buddy.
In the fall. Mm-hmm. We're going to have racing there tonight. And Chase Elliott is on the pole. We're going to get into that in the 8 o'clock hour when Adam Alexander joins us. My jeers this
Noel,
week.
Noel?
You point you both you touched on one of them, Greg. Is Trey's All Star snub?
Right.
Definitely. Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. You know that happened with him. My second one is no football at the Pro Bowl. We talked about this yesterday. No football game at the Pro Bowl. They're gonna play flag football later today, a tug of war, whatever they're gonna do. They need to be some blocking and tackling down at some point during the weekend. There's none. We offered three solutions yesterday. One was the UFL. The UFL, two UFL teams will come down there and play on the Saturday. That would be good. Or college all-star game.
Well, they used to play it on Sunday. The game was actually on Sunday.
I know, but let the guy, if the Pro Bowlers want to play the flag game today, fine.
Yeah, I got you.
Because they're down there for a week.
Yeah.
That's time during the course of a week to have a real football game, you know.
Okay.
Or your top two high school teams in the country. Let them go and play a game down there. But you would need to have blocking and tackling. We need to have football game.
All right.
And the other jeer is that the Georgia Tech game is going to stay on Friday night. Not popular. Not popular. That, you know, because especially if it's going to be conflicting with high school football state playoffs again. Remember, we had scheduled around that this time, this past season. But the storm, you know, took away that week.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we had high school playoffs on the same night as the Georgia and Georgia Tech game. So it's going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I knew the networks were going to do it. I said, TV is going to keep this game on Friday. It's just too good what happened. They're hoping to get another great game. And I think they will this year. Tech is just, in other words, Brent Key has been all over the place. We know Kirby Smart knows how to use a helicopter to drop in at schools and recruit. Man, Brent Key has been everywhere. I mean, he has been very aggressive getting out there and visiting schools this past week. And so, yeah, I don't like it. But obviously the TV networks like it, so they're keeping Georgia and Georgia Tech on a Friday night. Those are my three cheers and three cheers.
There you have it. New feature here with Sam and Greg. If you want to jump in at any point during the show, 404-726-0929. Three cheers and three cheers. And by the way, anybody want to sponsor this thing, you know how to get in touch with us.
There we go.
Coming up next, Kyle Sandy. Would you call it? It's the regional tournament time, or coming up on regional tournament time.
Almost there.
He will be joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's the app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, second day of February. Happy Groundhog's Day. We didn't figure out what time they pull that little critter out.
We don't know what time they bring him out.
Yeah,
right?
We got to figure out what the exact time.
I think they brought. He's out by now. We got to look up and see what he's done.
You go when we talk to bring our guest in here. I'll go do a quick check and see what we got going on here. But again, as we talk about Groundhog's Day, what sporting event would you like to see again? Maybe from last year. You said earlier the Georgia Tech game. I mentioned the gold medal game in the Olympics. That was kind of cool. But I'm sure there's a couple others, too, that I'd like to see. But, hey, what's yours? And also, three cheers and three jeers, a new feature we started today. And we'd like your participation if you want to, 404-726-0929. I realize we're putting them on the spot, but we could actually ask that of our first guest.
You think so? I'm sure he could think of something that he would like to see again or...
Well, not that so much, but three things that he either liked or disliked in sports.
Okay.
Not on the high school level only, that he witnessed this past week. Now, let me ask you this.
One thing he doesn't like is transferring.
Okay.
No, he doesn't like that.
But let's make this clear. Does it have to be in the sports world?
We're a sports show.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Just making sure. Welcome Kyle Sandy and his fabulous bow tie to the show this morning. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
Doing fine. Did you hear what we were talking about? Three cheers and three jeers. You got something that upset you or that you really liked this past week?
It's too early to be upset. Why do I have to talk about things that upset me? Come on, Greg. It's the start of a new week. It's happiness only. Let's get Sunday started off on the right foot.
You hung on to the wrong thing there, Kyle. It was either or. You could have done cheers, too.
Yeah, it could have been some things.
It could be cheers, too.
Be three.
Cheers. Okay, let me think about three cheers. Three cheers. Yeah. Can I give you three cheers?
If you got them, sure. If you don't,
I'll do the best I can. Three cheers. How about three cheers? Mackenzie Sandy, my wife, Jackson County Lady Panthers, 17-7 overall after being 5-18 last year, first-year head coach, closing in on the number one seed, about to punch their ticket to the state playoffs for the first time since 2022. On the verge of possibly setting a school record for most wins in a season, with other great records being broken over there at Jackson County High School. So three cheers. First cheer has to go out to my lovely wife doing a fantastic job, and, of course, her great players who have bought into the program of going against the grain. Jackson County Lady Panthers, my number one cheer of the week so far. Now I got to give you two other ones. That's a hard one to follow up.
It is. That's pretty good. That was a pretty good one, right?
Yeah, I know, right? I really kind of just laid it all out there on the line. Other cheers, hey, we're region tournament time. My other cheer is upsets are aplenty now, so that's kind of scary but exciting at the same time. It's tough to beat good teams multiple times, but it's that wacky time of year where you see things like that. So that's always a cheer for me, just to see interesting results come through the pipeline. And one more cheer. Let me think. How about can I give a cheer for Groundhog Day? Can we find out if we're going to have snow and cold weather coming up, or are we going to have
right
the sun?
We've already had that.
Yeah, he came out at 7 o'clock. I got to figure out what the...
You got to find out what the outcome was.
Yeah, let me know. I need some warm weather.
Yeah, we do. We all do, folks. Spending time talking with Kyle Sandy, talking about high school. As we come down to this, we're looking at the final few regular season contests here. And some teams are really positioning themselves, I guess, for seeds in their region tournaments. Talk about the importance of this. You know, obviously some teams that were doing things in the regular season that will get into the state tournament, they still want to play well, right, and keep the train on track to be prepared for the state tournament.
Yeah, you never want to peak too early. That's always a scary thing. You want to be playing your best basketball once you come to February, and if you're lucky enough, in March. You don't want that best basketball being played around December and November. You can put together a great record and do all this great stuff and capture a one seed, but it goes all out the window if you kind of falter and put yourself in a bad place come state tournament time, come region tournament time, when you fall to a 3 or 4 seed and you go from thinking you're going to host a state playoff game the entire season to now having to go on the road and play another region's best team. So it's very imperative to get that number one seed or at least a home game come state tournament time. So It's tough. Like I mentioned earlier, it's extremely difficult when you're having to beat other good teams two and three and maybe even four times. But this is where really good coaches, they hold on to the reins and they keep their team driving towards the finish line. You have to finish strong, and everything that you did earlier, you can't really pat yourself on the back. You throw that out the window, and you got to tell them, hey, you're 0-0 right now as a record, and even you can do that as a team that maybe hasn't been that good. It doesn't matter, because now you just have to be better for 32 minutes at the right time in the region tournament, and you can have a losing record and then find yourself at one upset, and you're into the state playoffs.
Well, all of that is all well and fine here. And again, Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. But here's the news you've been waiting for. According to Fox 29 in Philadelphia, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. According to Punxsutawney Phil, who did see his shadow this morning.
So we won't see what we'll see what General Lee said.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's up north. There's again nothing to do with down here.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah.
He's talking about up north there. And this is how they write it. This is the giant rodent.
That's what he is.
From his burrow at dawn on Sunday to the cheers of spectators and the eyes of those anxiously waiting across the country. There you go.
Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, that's for the folks north of the Mason-Dixon line.
How about that, folks? Spend the time of the waitfor.com outline with Kyle Sandy. He is social. Yeah. You can always find him at KyleSandy355, at KyleSandy355. Kyle, I'm looking at these rankings on Sandy's spiel, and if you go there, folks, you see rankings for everyone. And I'm looking at the boys' rankings, and we see some of the usual suspects. I don't know if you're surprised or not. At the 5A, you got Woodward Academy at the top. That's the difference. And I'm looking down here. Where else would I say another team? In the 3A, we got Pickens at 20-0. Man, I got to talk to Chris Parker, find out what is going on up at Pickens, man. The boys are unbeaten heading into tournament time.
Yeah, Pickens, this is their best team in school history. I don't think there's any debating about that. I think they might have ran that record up to 23-0 now. They just blew out North Gwinnett yesterday. Haven't been able to see them in person. I wanted to go see them, but there was a parking lot snafu, and it kind of threw me through a loop. So I feel bad that I did not get to see them. Yeah, I know. So Pickens is still on my watch list. I still need to see them. I feel terrible about that, but I hear
the girls are usually always good.
The girls are good as well. I think both of those programs, boys and girls, both have 20 wins right now, and you don't see that often. But the boys, you know, they got Parker Davis, Dodge Davis, 2 6-foot-7 twins. They have everyone on the floor, can shoot the three. They're athletic. They are just as high octane of an offense as possible. They are a legit threat to win the state title in Class 3A. And when you look at Pickens' score, I mean, it's not just, we're beating them by 10, 15. They're beating teams by 30 and 40 points routinely, smashing them. They beat GAC by over 25 points twice this year, and GAC is a top 10 team on the boys' side in the private school rankings. So this Pickens County team, they have all the pieces, and we always say the three ball is a great equalizer, but when you also have 2 6-foot-7 forwards that can shoot the three but can also jump out of the gym and they push the ball really fast, they have all the pieces to take a deep, deep run in Class 3A.
Wow. And talk about the girls for a minute. I had a chance to go over to Marist this week and get a look at Kate Harpering in person and see what she does. You've seen her a number of times, but the first time I really had a guess, get the chance to get a look at her. Overtime Elite had a crew out there, you know, following her around, getting shots of everything she does. She does it all so very well that they're trying to get to another state championship. She's got a 2,000-point basketball already in the trophy case over there. She's got another year to go. Thoughts about her game, and could they possibly be there to claim the state championship again?
Just really no weaknesses in Kate Harpering's game. She's a 5-star prospect for a reason. We saw what she did in the semifinals last year against River Ridge. That's going to be just stories you tell for ages and ages when she went for about 47 points to beat the best team in the state. But she's so good, just so strong, so balanced, shoots a three, gets to her spots extremely well, kills teams in transition, deft footwork, a good defender, tough nose rebounder, facilitates, just does everything at a high level. And Marist, yeah, they have a they have a chance of winning another state title in Class 4A. There's some interesting competition that they'll have to run into. It looks like Creekside is still the team to beat right now in Class 4A with a sophomore named C.C. Dennis, who has all those high major offers as well and is putting up video game numbers very much so like Kate Harpering. So two superstar players. That'd be very, very fun to see a Creekside versus a Marist matchup at some point in that state tournament in Class 4A, because those are two of the very, very, very best players, not only in the state of Georgia, but the entire nation.
Man. So we have a lot to look forward to. My goodness, as we get close to tournament time, and sure. And you're going to get, you know, ready to go, because we get started on the road to Macon, and you know all the good places to go and dine right there before.
He goes, you know, what you got? Buffalo Wild Wings. There's only one open late.
Yeah. Wild Wing Cafe. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wild Wing Cafe is really the hot spot. They have, a Texas Roadhouse, something like that, an Outback. They have something there that's a little bit on the outskirts of town on the highway. But, yeah, plenty of great options in Macon.
I'm going to let him toot his own horn for a second. All right, because normally we do this about a week or so, 2 weeks before the event. But let's give him a chance to talk about his individual player camp there.
Yeah,
this is going to happen on March 16th. We're going to give you plenty of chance. Let the folks know what's coming up out there in Dawson County. So you got the girls and boys. And then I see something with coaches, too. So let's give you a chance to shine, Kyle. This is on your website. People can go there and see. But just let everybody know about the camp.
Yeah, thank you. So the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase, I believe this is going to be year four now. As you mentioned, March 16th. That is a Sunday at Dawson County High School. We have an individual player camp. We have girls in the morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., boys in the afternoon 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., as I mentioned, at Dawson County High School. Just an opportunity to get some skill work done. We have some hands-on drill work with coaches. We break down into teams. Just a good opportunity to get some reps before the travel ball season really tips off. We invite a bunch of college coaches that have been able to attend in years past, which is a great opportunity for players just to be able to play in front of prospective coaches that may be recruiting them. And we have videographers, photographers there. It's just a really enjoyable time. Every single player that registers for camp, they will get a player evaluation that is free to view, that is free to, you know, tuck away in your back pocket and even share on social media in case you have any college coaches that follow you. So just an overall good time to get better at basketball. That is for classes of 2025, so seniors right now, all the way to rising freshmen for next season, which is 2029. So all that information, as you mentioned, on sandyspiel.com, the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase.
Yeah, because once again, those dates are the date is March 16th at Dawson County High School. Should be a great time. Get out there and get recruited out there in front of those coaches. Fantastic. Kyle, always great catching up with you. Thanks for bringing us the knowledge, and we'll be going to keeping in touch with you week by week as we continue on the road to Macon and see who our state champions are.
And also coming up with three cheers really quick. So that was nice.
Oh, gosh.
On the fly, too, did that.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, the wheels are turning.
Thank you, guys.
The wheels are turning on this Sunday morning. That's nice.
All right, man. Have a big day, and thank you as always, Kyle.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
There you go. As Kyle Sandy. And up next, Noelle's World. Where will she go? Well, you stick around a few minutes. You'll find out. Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Groundhog's Day. Sunday, February 2nd. What game would you like to see again? We redo everything on this Groundhog's Day. Listening to Buddy Holly here, two things come to mind. One is, every time you see a picture of him, of course, back then it was 59 is when he was lost, but he looked older than 22 because of those glasses they wore back then. But he was 22 years old, and today was the day in 59 that he sang that song for the last time. Did the concert in, I want to say, Cedar Lake, Iowa.
Okay.
And he, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson got on the plane. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
J.P. Richardson, of course, known as the Big Bopper.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, today, and of course, the day was known as the day the music died because of that famous crash. But, you know, Buddy Holly, one of the few that did his own songs. I mean, you're coming up at a time when not many singers are. Elvis was singing everybody else's songs back then. But, yeah, so I want to throw some Buddy Holly on there and rest in peace to them three. Okay, let's not forget the pilot, too. Obviously, I think his name was Roger Peterson. So, anyway, on this Sunday, February 2nd, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to get back to the massive trade that happened last night. Anthony Davis, now
in case you missed it.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, member of the Dallas Mavericks, who, by the way, has been hurt, which he was hurt. He was sitting on the bench. He'd done something to his mid. I don't have the exact reason for it, but I watched the game where he was grabbing his midsection, his stomach, and then, he's been out for the last little bit, which makes you think about the movie Friday.
Why is that?
Because one of the ongoing themes throughout that movie, if you remember,
right,
was how you get fired on your day off.
Day off.
How you get traded on your day off while you're injured. Anyway, so we're going to get back to that. Alan Alexander is going to talk NASCAR with us. And a special guest, by the way, I should mention, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll let you talk about that and where you were last night. But literally now.
Yes.
It is time to turn things over to Noel.
Very much.
Find out what is going on between
them. Looking forward to this. Looking forward to this.
Between them ears of hers.
Yeah, now.
Pretty ears.
What you got?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a movie last week that I hadn't seen, I know, in like 25 years.
Whoa.
And there were a lot of, great moments and moments that were recontextualized to me now that I'm older and understand more things. But also, it reminded me why I am the optimistic fan that I am.
And why is that?
Because hope springs eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think I know where she's going. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, dear.
So there is a 1994 movie I've not seen in years that used to be my absolute favorite, and it is Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Angels in the Outfield. And now, when I watched it as a kid, I didn't quite understand the entire plot. There was angels, they was moving stuff, they were winning baseball games. It was fun. Yay, baseball. And then I'm watching it in today's mind. And as soon as I heard,
Dad, when are we going to be a family again?
From where I'm sitting, I'd say when the Angels win the pennant.
And I said, oh, that's how we got here. Oh.
Was that Tony Danza? Or was that, who was that?
That's not Tony Danza, but he is in the movie.
I remember
Tony Danza
in the movie.
Is the washed up pitcher.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Who the Angels carry to the end of the season.
Okay, okay. So who was that?
That's the deadbeat dad.
Oh.
That's the deadbeat dad that left the kid at the foster home.
This
is all the stuff I didn't realize at 8.
Okay. Okay.
We had a dad that we didn't live with. We was in a foster home.
Oh, look at you.
I just thought, it was two kids hanging out and they had a good time and, it was baseball shenanigans when I was younger. Now I'm like, a lot of this makes a lot more sense. But the most important part is, even though the dad, that was a throwaway line from the dad to tell him I'm not coming back, he held on to that hope, and that hope propel the California Angels to a World Series win.
All right.
Now, yes, there's a lot of fantasy there, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, really.
That's why I call it a movie.
It's the best Hollywood has to offer, but it's also the best of what fandom is, in my opinion. Like,
right.
What is the point in being a fan if there is no hope or joy? Like, before this scene that I played, the dad comes in and he runs in and sees his dad, and he was like, oh, I was at the Angels game. And he was like, this is back when you let your kids bike all over the city.
Right.
The opening right. scene is
me.
Them biking home from the Angels Stadium.
Yeah, that was
and I was
me.
Like, ooh, how times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, oh, it must run in the family. Family loves losers. And I'm like, but when you're a fan, it doesn't matter if they win or lose. You're just a fan of the team and the game. Now, you want them to be, better when they do lose or all those things. But the whole point is to cheer for them to be better and really cheer when they are better.
See, that's where she got instilled the youthful optimism that goes along with being
You're seeing
child.
It, Greg. You're seeing it.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
So they knew what they were doing there. And it stayed with her all this time. You never forget your first. I don't care what it is. The first time you found that jubilance. I don't know if that's the real word, but yeah. No, I'm with you. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, yeah, because I'm realizing, I'm like, oh, I was always a little super sports head, and this is where my fandom comes from. Clearly, now I'm older now,
right.
So there's a lot more.
Now you're paying bills and you get cynical.
Well, there's a lot more pragmatism, right, in my fandom, but I still try to maintain some of this youthful exuberance. So that was fun to realize, like, oh, the Angels in the outfield is responsible for this. But also, the only reason we even got to this movie is because a friend of mine was looking up something, and Los Angeles Angels came up. And she thought it was a made-up team. She thought Disney made this team up for the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was shocked.
Did they not do that for the Ducks first, or did the Ducks come first and then the movie?
I want to say the movie and then the Ducks.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, because they bought the Angels, and then they created the Ducks, and then made a whole thing and tried to make Anaheim a thing.
Then they put, what you call it? Was it not Charlie Sheen, his brother.
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
All right. But go ahead. I'm with you.
So that youthful exuberance was fun, but then it was also fun to see all of the people that were in the film that, one, I didn't realize that was there because I was like 8 or 9, 10, 11, and two, they weren't anybody then yet, like Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Is in this movie.
Matthew
McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
Is in this movie.
He was in this movie, right?
Neil McDonald is in this movie. And this is like the goofiest you see Neil McDonald. Every time I see Neil McDonald after that, I swear he's like holding a gun to someone's head. But in this movie, he is the goofiest guy you could. For Stoney Jackson is in. I was like, I forgot Stoney Jackson was in this movie.
Wow.
Danny Glover was excellent in it.
Yep.
But I also thought it was funny that Danny Glover was in the movie for the same reason you hear people like Justin Timberlake that say these animated kids movies, which was, well, my daughter was about 10, so I wanted to make something she could watch. And I'm like, that's always when we get the good stars. When their kids get about our age, it's like, yeah, I want to be able to take them to the premieres. Let me take some of the cussing out. And
Maybe
I can take my kids.
Be a little more.
No, but I'm just picturing that meeting that took place. All right, we got to get the cussing out.
I can see Danny Glover with his agent, like, you know, I got to find something. You know, I'm too old for this. I got to find something without all this cussing and all this gunplay.
I got a problem with that dude anyway.
I
got a personal problem with that dude.
Okay.
I'm going to step on your thing. He just big time me just because I was standing and he won't talk to Ralph Sampson.
Okay.
And acted like I was Benson or something. You've been
playing that role.
You need to stop that right now. You need to stop right now. We ain't got time to talk about that right now. Anyway, go ahead, Noel.
Go ahead, Noel.
I'm going to tell everybody about you eating chicken. Put my business out.
But the main point was, it was such a fun trip down memory lane. Like, we all have those movies that we used to love and we put away in the closet. Because apparently this didn't do very well for Disney. So Disney, like, you know, threw this in a corner somewhere. Those ones that was hard to get your hands on or even see on TV, apparently. But, or even, like,
We went straight to Blockbuster, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, it came to theater, but it didn't do the numbers it wanted it to do. But I saw it because they put it up a couple months ago for its 30th anniversary. Disney Plus didn't even have it up at first.
Mm.
I was like, see how y'all do? this is a classic right here. As soon as it came on, I started remembering stuff. The little kid said, it could happen. And I was like, wasn't this his catchphrase throughout the movie?
I didn't see it, and you
heard about 15 times. Now, I give them credit. They wrote it in a way to where it made sense, where you didn't get sick of it. But you heard it about 15 times. It could happen.
My thing is, why isn't that as beloved? The way she described that,
right.
If you didn't know the difference, why is that one not as beloved as one that is same kind of thing, whereas, you know, kids playing baseball, and that one is beloved, but they had a bunch of knuckleheads, and that was bad news.
Bad news, bad
Bears, right? And you got the alcoholic for the coach and all of that. That movie is beloved. So, again, it's just... So that's it? That's just that stroll down memory lane?
Yes, and I forgot to mention one other actress that was in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of predominantly, the Pine Sol lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
And the fact that we don't know her name.
I have no idea what her name is.
We know those commercials, right?
Yep.
There's a scene where they first get to the ballpark legally, because they at first they were hanging out in the tree. using the binoculars to see the guy. I said, this is stuff you can't do today.
You know?
There's not a tree near a ballpark anymore now. But this was the first time legally getting in the ballpark and directly behind him. And I'm like, is that the Pine Sol lady?
That's right. She is in that movie.
She even had a line.
I mean, she's getting residual.
Yeah, exactly.
She's getting herself a check.
Very much.
I just sent some mailbox money her way.
Go ahead.
No, mine's nonsensical. So you were.
No, I'm just saying. You saying hope springs eternal. What timing? As baseball players get ready to go to training camp, as we have a great return of a player for Atlanta United, as we see these great acquisitions for the Atlanta Dream, you know, right? What you're saying is kind of a great time for the news that we're having here in recent days, right?
Right, and in the aspect of what we saw earlier this morning and just a couple hours ago, anything can happen. I mean, you know, Angels in the outfield does sound completely ridiculous, but that trade was so ridiculous, everybody shook their phone and restarted it and force-closed all the apps and went online to ESPN.com to make sure it was real. So anything can happen. It could happen.
Yes. Yeah, it happened last night.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
That was Noel's world.
Or rather, how he ended the movie, because he got the last line in the movie. I knew it could happen.
Look at that.
See?
I thought of you as you were telling that story and going back. I thought of you yesterday. I was bopping around, and they were talking to Eddie Murphy in this little TikTok thing, and he was talking about this documentary that's coming out about his life.
Ooh.
Right. There's somebody putting together a documentary on Eddie. But they were talking about what's around the corner for him, and he's getting ready to join up with Ben and do another Shrek, Shrek 5. And I know how you love
the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep. See, so.
And Cameron Diaz is trying to, you know, make her way back into
that's what
the
I'm
acting
wondering.
World yeah. a little bit, too. Yeah.
Is she going to be a part of that?
She's been a little more visible, so I can see her signing up, too.
Okay.
He's going to do everything but that stand-up, huh?
Yeah.
He doesn't have, you have to go out on the road for a while, and he's got too many movie commitments. There was
yeah,
a minute
he stacks
back
them
when,
up because, I'm just saying, he's going to do everything but that stand-up.
You see how,
it's been out there for him for how long now?
Right,
but you can't be. You can't go back and look at Raw and go back and look at.
Oh, I understand.
You can't
that.
Do
I understand,
that today.
I understand. No, he can't do that today. But everybody else has evolved.
I ain't gonna recite none of it. You can't do it today.
No, but I mean, comedians are working right now because you know for a minute they're comedians.
That's right. They are back.
But comedians are back.
Right.
And so
but he
I'm
don't
just,
have to.
You know, no, I don't have to. But I'm just. It's
he's
just
saying
it,
for
it's,
the people. Go
yeah,
ahead,
yeah.
For the people.
It's just been out there, and you wonder like you know there's an offer on the table for him whenever he wants to do it. And
you ever see Seinfeld's comedian getting coffee with comedians in cars or however?
Oh yeah,
the one with him and Eddie Murphy. Seinfeld literally says to him, "You know, you're driving people crazy by not getting back out there and doing stand up." He literally says it to him while they're doing, and Eddie's like,
and Eddie
"Well,
giggles.
You know, yeah." He's like, "This is a process. You have to go out and go on the road and all that sort of stuff." And as opposed to that, and hoping that he nails it on stage or HBO special or whatever, he got umpteen movies. And I say I understand this because we all know how many kids Eddie Murphy got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They get ready. There's a whole bunch of them still ready to go to college that are still coming up. So I could see why he would. You know, put the stand-up off on the back burner. He got a new little one, right? That's like not even 10.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah. I don't know how old the kid, but I know he just had one with his latest wife, and they have a young one. So, yeah, I can understand why he wouldn't do that. So, anyway, that was a good one. I ain't thought
great
about
Noel's
Angels
world.
In the outfield, yeah, in a while.
Yeah.
Me neither.
They always put these teams outfield and never won. Like Billy Ball, that was supposed to be something.
Oh, and I didn't know it was a remake. Did y'all know it was a 51
yes,
remake?
Yes, I did. Yes,
I
did.
Not know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think
the
of the star of that
was
one.
The original team was the Pirates.
I forgot it was the Pirates. But I do know that there was an Angels in the outfield. That's actually a good, an interesting watch. All right, as we sit here on this Groundhog's Day, you're going to watch that movie. Is that a mic drop for you? I mean, not a mic drop, a remote
it'll
drop.
It'll be somewhere today, of a lot of places.
No, but do you like the movie?
The movie, yeah, oh, sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't need to stop and watching it. As long as anyone of them was on commercials. I don't want to see that. Moving into the 8 o'clock hour, got Adam Alexander. We haven't talked to Adam since he got his new position.
Assignments.
Yeah, that's right. There's an S on that.
Yes.
So we're going to talk to Adam coming
up. Looking forward to that.
Got a fresh casting call for you. There is money flying through the air. Going to talk about that. But up next, going to talk about the big trade that happened. Anthony Davis to the Dallas Mavericks, and they are giving up superstar Luka Doncic going to the Lakers. How it happened?
And nobody knew it was coming.
Nobody knew it was
coming. It's a fever dream.
So we will. People are waking up right now going, huh? Making a lot of Scooby-Doo noises and cocking their head. We'll give you our thoughts on that coming up next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.